Hello and welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we go to Cameroon's rest of Anglophone region, where pregnant women are facing major difficulties in accessing medical care due to armed groups campaigning for a separate state. Many residents fear being attacked or killed should they attempt to visit local health units at night, since local authorities impose an indefinite nighttime curfew on the English-speaking communities. In late 2016, protests calling for better treatment of minority English-speaking Cameroonians by the Francophone-dominated government were met with a brutal crackdown by security forces. From Bamenda, correspondent Alphonse Tebek has this report.
32-year-old bricklayer Lionel Mba sits barefooted on a bamboo chair just outside his property in Bamenda. The frail-looking man supports his chin with his left hand as he manipulates his mobile phone with the other. Esther, his expectant wife, went into labor around midnight on November 20 last year. Unfortunately for the 24-year-old school teacher, the restriction on nighttime movement meant she could not have been taken to any health care establishment except with the help of an emergency service. She eventually went to bed at home but died a short while later. As I approach Mba, he welcomes me with a sad smile on his face and tells me he thinks about the tragic incident virtually every day. He shows me the picture of his dead wife and sorrowfully recounts what happened.
It was around midnight that my wife started laboring. Since there's nighttime curfew, I could not take her to the hospital. I called the emergency lines at the regional hospital in Bamenda. I called even the police, but none of them answered my calls. So I called a neighbor. She came to my help. She succeeded to help my wife put to birth. It was unfortunate that she could not make it.
I am at the maternity section of Bamenda's Regional Hospital, where more than 150 expectant and nursing mothers are in the waiting rooms, singing songs as they wait to seek medical care. Some say they were lucky enough to deliver in health care facilities, while others tell me they had home births because they could not move at night and suffered some complications. A multitude of challenges triggered by the ongoing socio-political impasse in English-speaking Cameroon threaten the lives of local pregnant women and their babies. Amongst others, access to hospitals, a special night, is a major challenge. This has therefore led to an increase in the number of home births. At times, these take place under questionable delivery procedures, causing deaths and other complications. Grace Aluta is a reproduction health specialist at Bamenda's Regional Hospital.
Some of them deliver right at home, assisted by anybody, and they are having tears, perineal tears that are really terrible. But then there are some quarters that are no-go zone areas. If this woman gets into labor in the night, when you call the drivers and ask them to get down to some quarters, they will refuse. Médecins Sans Frontières will even ask the pregnant woman to get to a health center somewhere before they pick her up. Before they come, you may even receive a corpse in the name of a woman who is pregnant.
In cases where patients in critical states cannot move at night, the organization Médecins Sans Frontières works around the clock to convey such cases to nearby heart facilities. At the time of this report, all efforts to have them comment on the subject were futile. For now, no reliable statistics are available on neonatal and maternal deaths in these restive regions, but reports suggest that the deaths are on the rise. As a consequence, several men have become widowers and young, innocent children are now motherless. Many families are today paying a hefty price for a cause they never started or know little or nothing about. Many of such women, especially in the rural communities, have died in similar circumstances. Mba tells me The day he lost his wife was the worst moment in his entire life.
It's a day I'll never forget in my life. That her loss meant almost everything to me. Even now, look at my children. Every day I have to run back home to take care of them.
In some parts of the crisis hit regions, health infrastructure have been destroyed, while their personnel have vacated their workplaces with far-reaching effects. The situation is particularly bad in rural communities, where separatists have been battling government forces. Gender activists, community and religious leaders are calling on protagonists to spare the health sector. Eileen Akwomanka is a gender activist, and Peter Ngufo is a community leader.
At the moment of speaking, the task force is carrying out a campaign to call on all those involved, all the actors on the ground, to stop attacking health personnel and health facilities. Because we have recognized the fact that without these health personnel and health facilities, the healthcare is going to be very difficult for women in particular who are facing the brunt of the crisis. We have lots of cases of pregnant women who cannot access health facilities. We have women with children who cannot access vaccines and immunization campaigns. And so we think that attacks on health personnel rather aggravate the situation on the ground.
According to local authorities, necessary measures have been put in place to ease the movement of pregnant women at nighttime. But civil society organizations maintain that their actions so far are insufficient and to an extent ineffective. Many, including the bishops of Cameroon, have called for an all-inclusive dialogue as a possible way out, but Yaoundé has made it clear that there will be no discussions whatsoever with separatists. While the local citizens bearing the brunt of the crisis want an immediate way out, the prospects of a genuine solution still seems far-fetched. This is Alphonse Tebek for Radio France International in Bamenda.